Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the world is upside down. Hour number three, the world is upside down. Not just America, but all over the world, bad things are happening. Let me mention again, as I ended the last segment, I was talking about this new bill that already passed the assembly in the House of Representatives, I guess they call it, in Illinois, and is now in front of the state Senate in Illinois. It's House Bill 3914, and they say it's full speed ahead. They're all assuming it's going to pass. And basically what it says is you can't hire people, because of traits like intelligence, education, experience, or how about performance? You know, if somebody's good at something, that makes them qualify for a job. But no, this bill says that gives them an advantage, and you should not allow people to have an advantage. Folks, that's called communism. That's called communism. That means you want people who are less qualified to get the jobs over people who are qualified. This bill isn't even about just race. This isn't about hiring someone because they're black. This is about hiring someone because they suck. This bill would be if you're black and you're qualified, you don't get the job. The white moron gets it. The white guy with no teeth, who's a complete idiot, who has no education and never tried, gets the job over a black guy with a Harvard education, I guess. That's what this bill would say. I'm sure that's not the way they'll think of it. They'll say you get the job automatically if you're black, whether you're qualified or not. So the guy with a Harvard degree that's black gets it, and the guy who's not, who dropped out of high school is black gets it. But God forbid you're actually qualified. God forbid you actually do something well. It's not just about race. It's about performance and experience and education. Anything you do that gives you an advantage is a negative according to this bill. And this is when you take communism to its absolute extreme, that's this bill. Nobody should get a job anymore because they're qualified. They should get a job specifically because they're not qualified. Can you imagine? Can you follow the logic? This is life under Joe Biden. The brain dead zombie with dementia and all the people who are, he's a puppet and the people who are giving him his orders, his marching orders, are telling him that, too many dummies don't have jobs. It's not even about black anymore. It's about literally people with lack of intelligence, people with lack of experience, people without the proper education for the job. This could be why, which airline was it? I think it was American, right? Was it American that announced or United? That announced that they were going to make sure they gave a certain percentage, 50% of future pilot jobs to people of color. Who cares? I don't care if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're gay, if you have color. Great, I get color. I go to the beach. I turn very red. I'm a person of color when I go to the beach. So I think it's great they're giving jobs to people of color, as long as they're qualified for the job. But you can't start handing out airline pilot jobs to people because they're a certain color, because they may be wholly unqualified for the job, which is to fly people safely from point A to point B without killing everyone on the aircraft. You're going to see some bad stuff in the future. When you start giving all the jobs away, now they're going to have quotas for what, brain surgeons? I'm sorry, but there's 5 brain surgeons in this hospital, and they're all white. We've got to add a black one. Well, we can't find one. Well, that's okay. Let's just take a black gardener. Let's take a black policeman. Let's take a black garbage man. Let's take a black small business owner, and we'll just make him a brain surgeon. But, sir, they don't know how to operate on the brain. Doesn't matter. We need diversity. You can't find one, let's just create one. I mean, this is what it's all leading to. This is insanity. This is idiotic. This is suicidal. This is the end of America. America is the greatest nation in the world because it's based, everything is based on performance. Everything. So that's why we're the only country in the world where you could be poor, but if you're really smart and hungry and hustle a lot and you're poor, you can become rich. Not everybody, but, you know, there are some luck, you know, luck of the drawer. There are some breaks. There is some good fortune in life. But there's no question about the fact that, in general, the best guy or gal has a shot to get the job in America and work their way up from poverty to wealth, or certainly poverty to middle class. And that won't be there anymore when you start hiring people in every single, you know, facet of life based on advantage versus disadvantage, and you must hire the disadvantaged one. That's crazy. Crazy. And it all ties into this story. Professor in Canada suspended after denying Canada's a racist country and criticizing the BLM. Mount Allison University professor Rima Azar, or maybe it's Azar, feels a strong identification to Canada. Born in Lebanon during a civil war, Azar developed a lasting appreciation for the freedoms of Canada, particularly free speech. An accomplished academic in the field of health psychology, she often discusses her views of political and social issues, political and social issues on her personal blog from her unique perspective. However, she recently ran afoul of an individual who spotted comments denying that Canada is a racist country and criticizing Black Lives Matter as an organization. This individual compiled an array of what was viewed to be objectionable positions and triggered a movement to have Azar fired. In a direct attack on free speech and academic freedom, the university then suspended Azar without pay. This is what, you know, we're about, it's funny because, you know, 4 years ago, I'm sure everybody would say, you know, this is going to happen in America. And then little by little, as our freedoms and free speech was eroded while Trump was president by liberal crazy people in government, I still think most people would say, well, we're not quite there yet. It's still not America. Well, we're there. And this is Canada, but we're there too. Believe me, we're there. This guy Biden and his administration would fire you in a second if you have a view that is different than theirs. They would try and ruin your life. According to the CBC, after months of investigation, Azar will not have to go through equity, diversity, and inclusion training for expressing such thoughts on a personal blog. Azar was cited by students as denying systemic racism, talking about students of color in unkind ways, and labeling Black Lives Matter a radical group. Those were her transgressions. These improper thoughts include stating Canada is not racist. New Brunswick, which is, I guess, a state in Canada or maybe some sort of a territory in Canada. New Brunswick is not racist. We do not have systemic racism or systemic discrimination. We just have systemic naivete because we're a young country and because we want to save the world. This is a statement that should generate considerable debate and passion on a college campus. This is what higher education once valued in fostering a diversity of viewpoints and perspectives. The response of the students of Mount Allison was to seek to silence and punish Azar rather than respond to her views. To the shock of some academics, like Mark Mercer, head of the Society for Academic Freedom and Scholarship, the university caved to the demands and suspended Azar. The Society for Academic Freedom and Scholarship has also supported Azar for her comments, and they've gone against her university. The targeting of Azar began when she disagreed with local activist Hussani Raymond, who denounced New Brunswick as systemically racist. Raymond stated in her response, "It is disappointing to see a professor who's still ignorant to what racism is and will be using her power within the institution to uphold racist ideologies. Racism is in Canada. Racism is in New Brunswick," he said. That's what he answered to Azar, this woman. Azar was not arguing there was no racism in Canada, but just that the country is not systemically racist. Azar then responded to this Raymond character by saying, "New Brunswick is not racist. Canada is not racist. We do not have systemic racism or systemic discrimination. We just have system nativity because we're a young country and because we want to save the world." Azar also disagreed with statements that Canada remains a patriarchy inflicted by rape culture. She suggested that people like her from the Middle East have seen real rape culture, and perhaps readers might want to consider ISIS practices in Syria. She also said that BLM is a radical organization, which is a view shared by many. We recently discussed the case of a police officer who was fired for calling BLM members terrorists on personal postings. Twitter recently censored criticism of a BLM founder. Wow. Even a high school principal was fired for stating that all lives matter. Students have been sanctioned for criticizing BLM and anti-police views. Each of these controversies raised concerns over the countervailing statements against police or Republicans or other groups. Basically, what they should say is, if you have a right to say I like BLM, why don't I have a right to say I don't like BLM? If you have a right to say defund the police, why don't I have a right to say I love the police or refund the police? I want to start the refund police movement. I want to support my thin blue line. And the answer is because you and I are in the right. And the people who are in the wrong don't want to be embarrassed when we prove that they are in the wrong. We make the case and they lose every time. They don't want conservatives to ever be allowed to be in the debate because liberals will lose the debate every single time. Even within the Libertarian Party, when I ran for the presidential nomination in 2008 and I won the VP nomination and I won over the whole crowd and I'd never been a libertarian in my life and they'd never met me in their lives and I won them all over because they were liberal left libertarians and conservative right libertarians and I went on that stage and debated 15 people for the presidential nomination and everyone agrees I won the debate and then became the VP nominee. We win those debates every time. They don't want it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I told you there's an inflationary time bomb coming. Labor shortage sets off an inflationary time bomb. McDonald's franchises warn, fearing Big Mac price hike. An independent group of McDonald's franchisees warns higher wages, signing bonuses, paid interviews are no longer working to attract new workers as generous unemployment benefits worsen the labor shortage. This is according to Business Insider. The National Owners Association, NOA, an independent self-funded advocacy group of McDonald's franchisees, sent a letter to members Sunday criticizing hiring challenges on the perverse effects of the current unemployment benefits. The letter pointed to last week's massive April payrolls employment miss, which consensus expected to be a million new jobs. Some forecasters were calling for as high as 2 million, and it was only 266,000. What's going on here? One wrote, when people can make more money staying at home than going to work, they will stay at home. It's that simple. We don't blame them. We fault the system. The letter went on to say, when higher wages, signing bonuses, paid interviews no longer work, we have a problem. Nina Ardebili, Vice President of Global Franchise and Strategic Partnerships at ADP, told Insider, the working poor collecting stimulus checks are making more money sitting on the couch than working. This is what the casino owners told my buddy. Can't find a single maid to clean rooms. So now the managers are cleaning the rooms. Natural human behaviors to choose to receive more money while staying at home than working for a highly demanding job, especially with the amount of stress that is being put on employees right now. The NOA board said franchisees must increase pay and benefits to attract workers. These additional labor costs will be passed on to the consumer in the form of higher Big Mac prices. Inflation is the flip side to all of these changes. Price increases are happening everywhere you look, and will continue as employers pass along these added costs. A Big Mac will get more expensive. Our government officials need to know what's happening in the real world. They need to know what they're creating, an inflationary time bomb. See, the problem is Biden and Jen Psaki and his economic advisors are clueless, oblivious to anything about the real world. They've never had a job in the real world. They've all been government their whole lives. They've never earned a check in the real world. Their whole lives they've been government and politicians. These people are utterly clueless. Scary. Let me give the phone number out. Love all of you to comment on this. 833-WAR-TALK. Anywhere in the United States, toll free. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. We already got a caller on the line. Lots more to come. Lines are open. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free anywhere in the United States. By the way, you know another reason why everyone's staying home? First of all, if you give people more money to stay home, they go to work. Of course, they're going to stay home. But you know what number two is? At home, you don't need to wear a mask. Who wants to go to work, make less money, and wear a mask all day? I'd blow my brains out if I had to wear a mask all day. It's insane. I never wear a mask. I've never worn a mask outdoors in my entire life. And I never wear a mask indoors in my own house and my own home studio and my radio and TV studio. If I had to wear a mask all day, I would want to kill myself. I can't breathe in a mask. I feel like I'm suffocating in a mask. That's not healthy. There isn't anything healthy about a mask. As a matter of fact, here's a story. Chile sees a surge in coronavirus despite being one of the most vaccinated countries on earth. Chile's got a massive surge in coronavirus. Isn't that weird? Last week, Seychelles, how do you tell me to pronounce that, Chris? Seychelles? Announced a new surge in COVID cases despite being the single most vaccinated country on earth. Which just goes to show you what a bit of, you know, nonsense this all is. You know, and what's the variant going around India they just announced today? The vaccine doesn't work against it at all. All you geniuses that took the vaccine, if India gets here, guess what? Your vaccine is useless. And it's dangerous. You took a lot of risk and it's dangerous. Meanwhile, I've got a new advertiser, Revive Healthcare, inexpensive alternative to traditional healthcare, perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, small business owners, because what you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access, and convenient care you can get anywhere, and that's what Revive is. Healthcare anywhere, and it's affordable. It's only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medication. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24/7 to answer your questions. Revive-healthcare.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Department of Energy is working closely with Colonial about the pipeline that was shut down after a cyber attack.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity.
Speaking at the White House, Biden noting the FBI has labeled it a criminal ransomware attack. The pipeline supplies fuel for much of the eastern part of the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. A barrage of rockets is being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Palestinian terrorists. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The world is upside down, there's no question. And the crazy people are in charge. And the joke is they look in the mirror, as Saul Alinsky advised them, they see they're crazy. They see that they're nuts. They see that their hair's on fire. And they say that we're crazy. They see that they're traitors. They call us traitors. They see that they're destroying the economy. They say we destroyed the economy. They see that they're lying. They say we're lying. They see that they stole the election. They say no. We should lose our jobs for saying they stole the election. So how could you ever win an argument with a liberal? The answer is never. There is no way. It doesn't exist. There's no way to win an argument with a liberal. And anybody who starts to win an argument with a liberal gets called a racist. I mean, these guys are so evil. Do you know the sexual harassment investigation against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has widened in scope as the state AG's office has begun looking into whether a top Cuomo advisor linked access to COVID-19 vaccines with political support for the governor? At least three Democrat county executives say they were surprised at phone calls from Larry Schwartz, a volunteer advisor who oversaw vaccine distribution for the state, who asked the top Democrats whether they would call for Cuomo's resignation. He contacted a half dozen executives in early March as Cuomo faced mounting calls for his resignation from members of his own party and had been personally contacting state lawmakers to affirm their support. One county executive filed a complaint in March over a call from Schwartz, according to people familiar with the matter. Right at the time that every county was working and desperately needed more vaccines, to receive a call from the person who was responsible for allocating those vaccines, gauging your political loyalty to the governor, was an obvious conflict and at best ethnically gray. The executive said at the time of Mr. Schwartz's calls, they were typically speaking with him about the allocation of vaccine supplies, not politics. Mr. Schwartz has said he didn't think vaccine distribution, he didn't link vaccine distribution to political consideration. On Friday, he referred questions to his lawyer, Guy Petrillo. Mr. Schwartz, an executive at an airport concession company, resigned from his post as the state's vaccine czar last week, after state lawmakers changed lobbying rules for non-paid state advisors. Under the new rules, Mr. Schwartz would have been banned for 2 years from lobbying the governor's office if he'd stayed in the role. These are all good people, aren't they? These are all what you call public servants, right? I'm here. I don't make any money. I'm doing this as a volunteer. I love the people. I just want to save people's lives with vaccines. But you're not going to be allowed to lobby anymore if you keep the job. I quit. I'm gone. As of yesterday, please sign my papers as of yesterday. Amazing. Do you realize I've never lobbied in my life, never been paid to lobby in my life? These people all make money off lobbying government. Then they get jobs with government. It's incredible what a conflict of interest that is. All right, we're going to take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. You all know the name. It's changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. It is the science of intercellular hydration, the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration as presented by John and Chelsea Jubilee. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to Energized Health and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off by just mentioning Wayne Allen Root. Energized Health, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. They get my highest recommendation. They've changed my life. I look younger. I feel better. I feel younger. I feel healthier, all because of Energized Health. Waiting patiently now for quite a while, Zakoria. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Zakoria from Las Vegas. Zakoria, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Wayne. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. You were talking about earlier about that bill. I think you said it was 319 that is going
yes,
to the Senate.
In Illinois.
And as you were talking about it, the strange thought crossed my mind is that This has been going on for a while in the country in regards to people being hired in positions or given positions, not because they qualify, but because they either know someone, you know, just like we've had all the scandals with the parents paying for their children to go to these Ivy League schools and don't really qualify, and they get these high jobs. And Hunter Biden came to mind because, you know, that was a big issue, that he was given a job that, quote, quote, he didn't qualify for. So it seems as though this bill is going through to actually help and aid those so there won't be no repercussion. And those that have been accused of such thing, is as though they can use it later to come back and say, hey, we were discriminated against based on this bill. That's what it seems like. It just seems like come to aid and to eliminate it. Because even in the last thought when I was listening to all your promos, you know, that you were before you got me, it seems as though even our president, everybody's saying, oh, he doesn't qualify. He's not a businessman. Oh, he's not capable. Well, that can apply to him also, this same bill. You know, it could be used to aid, you know, as opposed to eliminate, because it's just to justify what has already been going on. That's all it is. It sounds like it's something new. It's nothing new. They just want to put it in law so those that are being accused can't be accused anymore.
Well, listen, it is new, Zakaria, because since the beginning of time, people who are unqualified have gotten jobs just because they have a rich daddy or a powerful daddy or a connected mommy. Things like that have always happened. Bill Gates, by the way, a lot of people don't understand Bill Gates' background. Bill Gates was born so rich. Nobody even knows this. He was born to a grandfather who founded the Bank of Seattle. And he, at the day he was born, he got a multi-million-dollar trust fund. And the only reason he ever sold his operating system, Windows, to IBM was because his mother was on the national board of United Way and sat next to the CEO of IBM and said, my son has this great system. He dropped out of Harvard. He's a brilliant guy. Would you take a look at it? The guy said yes. And next thing you know, IBM bought Windows, and Bill Gates was on his way to becoming a billionaire. Without his mother sitting next to the president of IBM, excuse me, the CEO of IBM, on the board of directors of the United Way of the United States of America, never would have happened. So you're right from the standpoint that little rich spoiled brats have always gotten jobs just because their daddy has, or mommy has, a big name. But this bill isn't about that. This bill isn't about rich people and spoiled brats getting jobs because their daddy's rich and connected. This bill is about making sure that people who are completely unqualified because they don't have the education and they don't have the experience and they've never made the, you know, never had the performance. You know, in other words, you could have a sales job, and Wayne Root's up for the sales job. And I have sold in my lifetime on TV $500 million, just about $500 million worth of goods on TV, radio, and the web. Okay? And I'm up against someone who just got a college last year, has never sold one thing. This bill would mean that you have to give preference to the person who's never sold anything over Wayne Root, who's way too talented, way too much experience, way too much performance, and way too proven of a salesman. You'd want the one who has no sales because I am advantaged and they are disadvantaged. So this has gone from...
Bingo, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo. All right. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Zakaria. Let's get Greg in Reno on line three. Greg, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Wayne. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind today?
Well, you mentioned a lot of things. You talked about McDonald's, and they were complaining about how they couldn't hire anybody. And on the one hand, I agree with them. You know, I mean, I myself, you know, I wound up collecting unemployment in December and January, but, you know, I was concerned, and rightly so, that it wouldn't last forever. And so I went out and I got a job that I'm actually quite happy with. And, you know, that extra $300 a week, you know, it ended after a while. So I certainly couldn't afford to be on unemployment. But
although now it's back. Now it's back. You understand that, right? Biden brought it back. Trump ended it, and Biden brought it back. So, you know, that may convince you to leave your job. I hope not. I hope I haven't convinced you to leave your job.
Because then I'd have to, you know, come up with one whiz bang excuse as to why I left the job. And the other thing is that I think the job will last a whole lot longer than the unemployment. And it's a job I happen to like, you know.
Right.
So it would be foolhardy to give up a job I like to collect a little more on unemployment.
Correct.
But the other thing, yes, the other thing is McDonald's. You know, I had the, I don't know if you want to call it fortune or misfortune, of working for McDonald's when I was a teenager. And, you know, you and I are the same age. And all I remember is that they treated their employees like dirt. And I got to believe that in spite of offering bonuses and higher pay and paid interviews, that, you know, you might go in there being paid more per hour, but still, you know, be treated like dirt. And the other thing is the inflation that I've seen. And when I remember being told many, many times way back when that the rule of thumb was for fast food, they charge double the food cost. And if you went to a place like Denny's, it was three times the food cost. Well, for the last 8 or 10 years or more, these fast food places think nothing of charging 5 and 6 times their food costs, which I think is outrageous. And as a result, I rarely, if ever, eat out.
Right. Exactly. I mean, look, all I could tell you is I'm in business, okay? I know nothing about McDonald's or what they charge or don't charge, what they pay or don't pay. I'm in business. You can't survive in business if government tells you what to do. If government demands a minimum wage of $15 an hour or demands you don't take 5-to-1 or 4-to-1 versus your food costs or your costs, that's not how you run a business. Government has no say in it. And government can't tell people, here's money for not working, because then no one will show up for a job. That's all I'm telling you, Greg. Business, you know, you're on the other end. Business can't survive. If business doesn't survive, you will not have a job. You'll be like Cuba. You'll be like Soviet Union. You'll be like Venezuela. People, Greece. People are starving in the street, dumpster diving, and they're going to the zoo to kill animals to eat the first meat they've had in a month. If that's what you want, then let government decide how much money people should make, and government decide if you should sit home and get paid more money for not working. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered. If you owe 10...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, don't forget the Wayne Allen Root podcast, sponsor of this segment of the show, is my War Raw podcast. That's the name, War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check it out, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast, as well as a weekend podcast that we have covered 7 days a week. The weekend podcast is my favorite. That's the one where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week. How do you get my War Raw podcast? Available to download at anywhere you download podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So, fact check. Joe Biden, this is how dumb Joe Biden is. Joe Biden says today in a press conference, jobless Americans offered a job must take that job or they will lose their benefits. Now, he said that because I'm sure, I mentioned this earlier in the show, I am certain that many of his friends, his biggest donors, came to him and said, we can't run our companies. There are no employees. Everybody's staying home collecting government welfare. You've turned this into a communist hole, a socialist paradise. My company's going to go under. So he went out and said that today, that the law is clear. If you're receiving unemployment benefits and you're offered a suitable job, you cannot refuse that job and just keep getting unemployment benefits. That's what he said. But that was fact-checked, and guess what? It came back. False. Not only are many Americans receiving jobless benefits, not required to accept a job offer, they're not even required to actively look for employment. Most states suspended long-standing requirements that jobless Americans have to be looking for work in order to be eligible for jobless benefits. I'm sure that was because of COVID, right? While some states have begun reinstating job search requirements, the suspension continues in many others. Last week's worse-than-expected jobs report for April prompted Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb to reinstate the job search requirement for his state. It's not just a red-blue thing. Not even Indiana has restated its work search requirement yet, Friday's jobs report prompted the governor to announce he would sign an executive order this week reinstating the requirement. Even in states that do require job searches, the unemployed can still turn down job offers, especially if they have not been receiving benefits for long. As time goes on, the rules tend to become stricter, but even then, workers are only required to take suitable work, which means a job that offers wages comparable to previous employment at work that fits his or her education level and previous work experience. In practice, this often allows the unemployed wide leeway to turn down jobs. So I'm telling you, right now, at this moment, in most states, you could stay home and not work and collect more money than if you work. It's just a fact of life. Fact of life. And right now, at this moment, if you do that, you're an idiot. Because when the time comes, your employer is going to tell you to go F off. And you're not going to get a job ever again. But right now, you could have your job back. So, you know, that's the story. Here's some good news. And it's good to get good news because we don't get it often enough, that's for sure. Kevin McCarthy sets a Wednesday vote for the ouster of Liz Cheney. Democrats are hysterical. Mitt Romney is hysterical. All the rhinos are hysterical. All the establishment types are hysterical. All the liberals are writing columns about how the Republican Party is destroying itself. But when they get rid of Liz Cheney, to even threaten to get rid of Liz Cheney is the end of the Republican Party. Why would liberals care? Why would the Las Vegas Sun, the most liberal paper on earth, and their publisher, Brian Greenspun, why would Brian Greenspun, who hates Republicans, why would he care if Republicans are really self-destructing? And the answer is, it's one of those Saul Alinsky things. You know, do the opposite. Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Do the opposite of whatever you see. If a liberal seems concerned and takes the side of Liz Cheney and tells you not to fire Liz Cheney, it means the liberal is concerned that we are going to win by being loyal to our message and our people who are not rhinos. That means liberals want you to stand by Liz Cheney so you self-destruct, so you kill your own party, so you demoralize your own base. We've got to get rid of the Liz Cheneys of the world. We don't need to listen to Mitt Romney. We don't need to listen to Brian Sandoval, the former governor of Nevada, that gave illegals the right to get a driver's license, thereby giving illegals the right to vote, and who expanded Medicaid and helped Obamacare and passed the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada and gave the most money ever to the public school teachers union. When you give money to schools, you're not giving it to schools, and you're not giving it to kids. You're not giving it to the children, quote-unquote. You're giving it to teachers' unions. They're not public schools anymore. They're union schools. They're owned by unions. Owned and controlled by unions. And the money goes to the union. You didn't help one kid in this state, Brian Sandoval, by giving them an extra $1 billion of our taxpayer money. So I say, Liz Cheney, good riddance. Get the hell out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. What have you ever done for me? Nothing. What have you ever done for the Republican Party? Nothing. What have you ever done for middle class, working class people that support Trump? Nothing. What have you ever done for American capitalism? Nothing. Liz Cheney, get lost. Without your famous father, you're a nobody. Fire her.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.